Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August 6th, and the whole week ahead. Well, Mercury is squared up to Saturn. Saturn is your ruler. When you get a challenging square like this, it's almost as though you can't think, because it's like an internal headache. If you try to be creative, then you get a block, and it's just like a writer's block. This is not a day for making decisions, and it's also not a day to feel sorry for yourself. Here's your Sunday stars. Because there is such a preponderance of planets in the sign of Virgo, you need to read all about the ninth house, because that's what is the emphatic area of your horoscope that is supported now by the cosmos. Read about the ninth. It's all about in my book, You Can Change Your Life. This is a time when you've got to be a little bit cautious. Opportunities will come, but it isn't knocking today. So don't kid yourself, it is. Here's your Monday stars. I love today's stars, if only because it gives you a bit of a break. Your head hurts at times because you're trying to think of all the sort of things that you should be doing and where you should be going. And yet today, you will see a light. You'll get a breakthrough, and that's especially if you're looking for a career opportunity or looking towards doing things that you've been feeling you should be going after for a while. Try it. And here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely energy around you now. But this particularly suits a Capricorn who wants to go somewhere, do something new and different. Have to travel far. Could be your town next door. It could be going to a local landmark, a local attraction. But you do need, over the next 2 or 3 days, just the sense that you're doing something that you wouldn't normally do. You need a bit of excitement. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now concentrate on your future. Your stars now are all about looking ahead. Where you want to be in a year from now, or maybe in the new year itself. But the Mercury-Pluto aspect you've got is phenomenal. The beginning of the week, you had writer's block. You just had a mental block. Now you have piercing intuition and the ability to bite right through any obstacles that have intellectually held you back. Your mind is a laser beam of energy. And here's your Thursday stars. I love the Moon and Jupiter. Remember what I said a couple of days ago? When this is the perfect time for you to get away from it all, to go somewhere where you've never been. Or even if you've been there before, it doesn't matter. I just want you to get away from it. Away from your normal humdrum life. From those routines that are holding you back. I want you to enjoy the world around you, even if it's a world you can touch. And here's your Friday stars. Lots going on, but there's a lack of spirituality in your life. And you know I've been talking about that this is a very good time for you to travel. And in fact, right the way through to the middle of September. Maybe some of the places you should be thinking of going to will give you spiritual upliftment, will enable you to taste a side of life that you've lost, maybe even a little nostalgia. But there is a need for you to go somewhere where you can commune with nature and the infinite.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.